And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Today's show's it's a little bit of a continuation from a show that I did, and it aired June 16th. You can find it, obviously, on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. But you can always go to that podcast app on your smartphone and subscribe to the show. It's free, and you can find it there. But what I want to finish are some thoughts on some aspirations from that previous show. And really what I'm trying to do is push the mindset to move from that middle class mentality to the millionaire mindset. It's very important in what we do as active real estate investors. But the bottom line is, what is wealth without a balance in your life of peace, love, joy, health, and happiness? Wealth by itself is nothing. Financial freedom by itself is nothing. We require balance. Wealth is just the primary key that allows you to buy your time back, and then you can focus on that balance. And that June 16th show really addresses how most of the show really addresses about interest rates, right? I talked about interest rates for the first couple of segments, and it was a question from our listener, and he was saying, hey, how does the higher interest rates change your program? And so I answer his question, and I'll tell you, the answer is probably not what you think it is if you haven't heard that show. Now, another question from a listener. This one's an HOA question. I found it pretty interesting, so I'll share it. But he says, hi, Mike, how do you feel about purchasing rental property in a neighborhood that has an HOA? Well, there's no clear yes or no on this, at least for me. I'll say in Texas, HOAs really came on the scene heavy, I'd say starting in the mid-80s, especially in suburban neighborhoods. What type of rental property do many of us target? Well, it just so happens a sweet spot for us is those homes built in the mid-80s. Now, we have investors that buy everything, older properties, newer properties, but a sweet spot really is those mid-80 homes, properties that are about 30 years old, maybe a little older than that. And HOAs are geographical. They're rare in some areas, and they're prolific in other areas. If I buy a home in a small town or out in the country, chances are it's not going to be restricted with an HOA. If I buy a home in a decent neighborhood, suburban, outside of a large metropolitan area, mid-80s or later, there's going to be a great chance that home is part of an HOA. At first glance, there's no clear yes or no. Is it a deal breaker? Well, we have to dig a little deeper. We have to analyze this. Let me explain. There are HOAs out there that are incredibly restrictive and very expensive. And if that's the case, then I'm out. I don't necessarily mind the restrictions. What I do mind is an overt expense that crushes my cash flow. So a main point to understand here is, as many renters are attracted to HOA neighborhoods, it's very desirable. The problem is they still want affordable rent, okay? How do you balance the two of those? I'll tell you that an affordable rent trumps a higher rent every time, and if you have to have a higher rent, it may knock you out from having that best product, best price, just because of the HOA. Our second rule, our second primary rule is must cash flow. So if I'm spending $1,500 a year for an HOA, that's $1,500 a year I'm not getting in my pocket. Now, if it's $200 or $300 annually and it's a good house in a good neighborhood and it cash flows, by all means, I'm in. I'm okay with that. That's no problem. I would invest in a property like that. If the HOA is making sure that the common areas, the entrance to the subdivision are all mowed and annual flowers are put out, there's a community pool, people aren't parking junk cars in the street or in their driveways, you know, all the things that HOAs restrict, and it makes the neighborhood desirable, by all means, I'm in. It's not a deal breaker for me. So the answer to this question really is it comes down to personal analysis. Now, I had a rental property, and I had a large issue. The next door neighbor, this guy went bonkers. I don't know what happened, but suddenly junk cars started showing up, and they were moved to the backyard. He put a huge gate on the side of his house so he can put junkers back there, and then kind of glanced over the fence, and he had his backyard looked like a recycling yard. I mean, there's chunks of rusted steel piled 8-10 feet tall. These houses had nice, large backyards. That was one of the things I really loved about this property. I probably had 6 or 7 oak trees in the backyard. Mice and rats started coming over to my property. I had to call an exterminator. The city accidentally turned off my water when they meant to turn off the neighbor's water. It got to be a real issue for my resident. And I want to provide a good experience for my client, right? I don't want my client to renew. I don't want them to move out. And then I got to find someone new. And then they show up and they see, you know, the junkyard next door. So I had to go to the city and talk to them. And tell you the truth, the city was fantastic. When I went to the city, I was thinking, oh, Lord, I'm in for a bureaucratic nightmare. No, they were Johnny on the spot. And I don't know what they did, but things started to change. Sure, I was out of pocket for the extermination for the rats and the mice, at least the ones that were coming in my property. It was pretty simple, but we got it straightened out and everything was fine ever since. So I would have loved to have had that property in an HOA. I haven't had any other issues like that with any of my other properties. So guessing this is pretty rare. But if it's reasonable, you bake it in and makes your property more desirable. Maybe you can rent it for a little more, another $50 or $100 a month because it's in a great neighborhood. By all means, go for it. Now, let's change gears a bit. Changing your life can be a grind, right? It's difficult. We get comfortable being comfortable, right? You've got to leave your comfort zone if you want to be great. If you want to do great things, you've got to get out of your comfort zone. But my first 3 to 4 years as a real estate investor using the Lifestyles Unlimited model, once I got it figured out, once I understood the education, it was a grind. I had to put some effort into it, especially given the fact that I had a very demanding corporate job. I had little time with my family. I had 3 young children. I didn't want to take time from my children, and I couldn't take time from my job. So I had to make time for real estate, evenings, weekends, and I did make time for real estate. My drive had to change to create passive income, and I put it in overdrive once I understood what I was doing. I wasn't going to lay down. There was times during the 3.5 years where I absolutely changed my life that I wanted to take a pause, and I had to step back and reflect on the why. I had to just, here's why you're doing it and how financial freedom would be worth it all in the long run. I also had to reflect on the fact that indeed it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. That is such a true statement. And what I did was a course change for the better. Okay. That's me. I'm done with the pep talk. I want to continue some aspirations that I shared on my June 16th show. And maybe a few of these can help you push through. You've got to make the change and you've got to go. One rental property isn't going to retire you. It's a start. The most important part of what I just said is starting. Start out and then compound those streams of income, one on top of the other. And if you get into that grinder, step back, think about the why, and think about some of those aspirations that I shared on that June 16th show. I'll go over, here's the ones I shared on June 16th. Number one is think big, okay? Think big. Don't think small. Don't think, oh, I'm going to have 2 rental properties. Think I'm going to have 10 rental properties, because as you get into that, you're just going to continue going and going. Focus on investing instead of saving. Those two things are absolutely different. We save to invest. A lot of other folks, the conventional wisdom world, they save to one day hope to retire. There is a difference. Set deadlines in your life for action, right? Action to purchase rental property, actions to change your health, actions to improve a relationship. Set those deadlines. Eat healthier. Why? Because you'll feel better. Your mind will be cleaner. You'll be more effective. That's the bottom line. But eating healthier is hard. It takes a conscious effort. Here's a big one. Stop keeping up with the Joneses. The luxury consumption, living above your means. If you're not financially free, all that stuff is just stuff. Met a guy a few weeks back and spent some time with him. And he does fairly well. He's a young guy. He's very interested and excited. He's kind of a type A, like, yeah, I want to get into real estate. I want to invest. And had a lot of questions. And we spoke for a couple of hours. But at some point, he's showing me, telling me all about his watch collection. And these aren't ordinary watches. These are watches that are worth several $1,000s. And I'm just picturing this guy financing these things and being all excited. And the fact is, when you have a net worth that's 7 zeros or 8 zeros, you don't really care that much about the luxury watch or the luxury this or the luxury that. It's funny how that luster fades. So stop the luxury consumption, unless you're wealthy. If you can afford it, sure, by all means, live your life. Start reading for personal growth, not just entertainment. Avoid negative self-talk. I'm very hard on myself. We're all hard on ourselves. No one's harder on ourselves than that inner voice. Chat yourself up instead of chatting yourself down, right? Give yourself a pep talk. Avoid that negativity. It seeps into you. And speaking of negativity, get out of the toxic relationships. They're wasting your time. They're destroying your mind. They're slowing you down. Get out of those. Get a second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth income stream. There's nothing more dangerous than having one stream of income. That's called a job. You need 10 streams of income. Take responsibility without excuses. It's on you. Be grateful. Take calculated risk, smart risk, and never forget to live the lifestyle. That's what I shared. I got some more on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm continuing some mindset aspirations from my June 16th show. If you missed that show, you can find it on the website or your podcast app on the smartphone. But I share these because, again, life is, it's more than wealth. It's peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Everything's tied in. If you've got unbelievable wealth, but you don't have your health, what kind of life is that? If you don't have any joy in your life, you don't have any family or friends or anybody to engage with and just relish what a wonderful world we live in, none of it means anything. None of it means anything. So continuing those thoughts, right? We're making a change in life. We are not saving. We're not doing the conventional wisdom world of Wall Street and stock market and the hysteria that comes with that. In Washington, D.C., We are actively engaging in purchasing cash flowing assets and therefore changing our life. And when we change our life, our mind changes with it. We see things differently and things become more important, health especially. And I've got to pay attention to that. Just trimmed a big oak tree in the front yard, and the old daredevil in me would have climbed up in the tree and, you know, toted the chainsaw up there with me and sawed away. And nope, not anymore. It's ladder. It's braced. Got my son holding the ladder. Got gloves on. I almost cut myself pretty bad, and thankfully I had the gloves on. Saved me. So little smart things. But you need to protect your health like an asset. Protect your health like an asset, right? We all keep our eye on our money and our what we own and how our properties are doing, and we're neglecting the health. So like I said, you can't enjoy wealth if you're constantly battling poor health. Your body is your most important investment property. Think of it like that. But what good is being rich if our health is so bad we cannot enjoy it? We do annual financial reviews. When's the last time we did a health review, right? I'm starting to think these things through. Sleep, movement, sunlight, hydration, nutrition, these things are not optional. And yes, we live in the United States where we have the worst food. I don't want to say the worst food on the planet, because there's people out there that are worse off than us, but we have this processed stuff. We have these dyes. We have ingredients that in other countries they've ruled are poisonous, but we sell them here. And I don't want to go into the why of that, but I think we all know it's crony capitalism, right? You pad my pockets, and sure, we can approve that. So we have to be careful, right? It's a minefield out there. Many investors, I was talking about this earlier, it's making that life change can be a grind. Don't get burned out, because when you get burned out, then you open your body up for chronic illness. You won't win that way. Have fun while we're doing it. This is an absolute blast. I tell you, just thinking back to that property I shared that I wish was in an HOA, was I slamming my fist down and stomping my foot because I had a neighbor of my resident go crazy and just, you know, think that you can just put a junkyard in your backyard and your front yard? No, actually, I kind of was like, we're going to get this fixed. You know, hey, new challenge, right? I became the hunter. That's fun. We're going to fix this situation. I wasn't freaking out. I kind of made it a little contest. You know, I had a little smirk when I finally went by that property a few weeks after the city got involved. And hey, it's cleaned up. Nice. You know, call the exterminator, get rid of the mice and rats. How gross is that? You know, but hey, if some rats and mice died because I got involved, cry me a river. You know, I don't care. Get rid of those things. They're vermin. But yeah, I got a little sidetracked there. But protect your health like an asset. Take care of your body so you can take care of your business. Next one, audit your daily habits. They are your real identity. Wealth isn't built in sprints. It's small daily disciplines that compound. We talk about this all the time. Streams of income, baby steps, stacking properties one after the other, creating house money, compounded income. What do we say? We say start with small good choices and compound them. One rent home won't retire you. It's a start. The most important part of that is it's a start. One passive apartment investment, $25,000, $50,000, won't retire you. It's a start. But my point is, just make one good choice for yourself and make another good choice tomorrow. Make another good choice the next day. I've invested in a few deals this year already. My deal momentum has sped up. I am seeing good things, good opportunities out there. But is this for me in this year? No. Is it for me next year? No, it's really for me and my family 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now. I am compounding those decisions for the future, for tomorrow. So you want more peace? Audit your inputs. Audit what you're watching, what you're reading, what you're listening to. You want more joy in life? Audit your energy. Who are you spending time with? You want more money? Audit your time. What is getting your attention? each and every day. And if you go, my gosh, I just spent 30 minutes on that. That was ridiculous. So if you want more money, focus on that and make sure you're making effective decisions. You are what you repeatedly do. So make sure your habits align with what you want to become. I like to do an exercise and work backwards, right? Start with the end in mind, Stephen Covey, and do a 3-year, hey, here's what I want in 3 years. Here's where we want to be. And whether that is, you know, learning a new skill, losing weight, investing in more properties, having a net worth at a certain level, you can engage that exercise and do it for any of those things in your life and work backwards. Okay, so if I want to be here in 3 years, I need to be here in 2.5 years. I need to be here in 2 years. I need to be here in 18 months. I need to be here in 1 month. I need to be here in 3 months. So work backwards, write it down. Next one. Replace busy with effective. Del Walmsley taught me this. And really, there is a difference between real estate investing and effective real estate investing. And effective real estate investing, for me, came with an education from Lifestyles Unlimited to really understand the nuts and bolts of real estate investing. I didn't understand those. I just knew when I bought that first property prior to Lifestyles Unlimited, like, hey, I got to get on a different track other than the stock market conventional wisdom world, because the number I have in mind, we're not getting there, folks. So I got to find a different way to build that wealth curve up. Got into real estate, really didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I had stumbled into something wonderful. But Dell was able to help me replace busy with effective with that education. But being busy doesn't mean you're closer to financial freedom. So keep that in mind. There's something called the Pareto principle. Am I saying that right? Or Pareto, P-A-R-E-T-O. But it's named after an economist. His last name was Pareto. I guess it's Italian. Sorry if I'm destroying his name. But he discovered a pattern in studies of wealth distribution in societies. Okay, this was more than just one country. But the principle he came up with is known as the 80-20 rule. And it states for many events, roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. So you can apply this to a variety of situations. And I'm kind of an economics nerd, so I read about this stuff. But you can apply it to business, investing, quality control. But it's really about making smart, effective decisions, not spending 80% of your time on the decision. Making effective decisions, and 20% of what you do is going to affect 80% of the outcome, right? That's leverage. Leverage is important. It's basically focusing energy and maximize it in the best way possible. So simplify, automate, delegate, scale. Don't be afraid to hand something off to someone else that can probably do it quicker and better than you. Our rehab of our rental properties comes to mind. And Del Walmsley has a great example that he talks about regarding delegation of work. And it's specifically about rehabbing a property. We don't do the work ourselves. And that blows a lot of people away because they watch these fixer-upper shows and these people are doing everything in the house. No, we're hiring professionals to do it for us. The process is quicker, more efficient, provides better results. I've interviewed people that are contractors, electricians and plumbers that own rental property. And it was hard for them to say, well, I can do that. I can do that. But then they learned the leverage, right? That Pareto principle. I could do it. Sure. It'd take me 3 days and I'd have to, you know, do this and this and this and this, or I can pick up a phone and call somebody and they can knock it out and get it scheduled. And I can write a check and we're done. We can rent the property. So it's using that leverage. 20% of the work will result in 80% of the effectiveness of the outcome. But Del Walmsley will say, he said, there are those who are willing to work and those who are willing to let them. And that's wonderful. That's a great statement, but it's the mindset of a real estate investor, right? There's those willing to work and those that are willing to let them. We'll pick up the phone. Hey, I need this done on this property. let's get a budget together and let's knock it out. So yeah, let's go. The next one, choose peace over drama, even when you're right. This is difficult. Bite your tongue. Not every battle needs to be fought. This is important, especially family, right? Families that have political differences, which blows me away. And unfortunately, people separate because of this or don't talk to other people. And I think that's really small of somebody, right? We're all different. We all have our beliefs. Let's not hate somebody over it. It's ridiculous. But not every battle needs to be fought. If you're constantly angry, arguing, trying to prove your point, you're giving away joy. You're giving away your time. Stop it. It's not worth it. Your time is the most valuable asset you own. Health is the second most valuable asset. And there's a mental health that goes with this. Just, hey, I won that argument. Okay, big deal, right? So what? You're not better. They're not better. Nothing was achieved with this outcome. But peaceful people are powerful people. Peaceful people are powerful people. Let your results speak. Let your lifestyle speak. Peace is a form of wealth. Guard it. Toxic people consume toxic media, toxic inputs. Don't allow yourself to be affected by that. And then peace over drama. When I drive down the freeway, when I was young, I would zip in and out of cars, you know, like I guess a teenager would. I don't think I was overly reckless, but I was typically driving faster than other people. Now that I've got some wealth and some passive income, I take my time. If somebody wants to change lanes, I wave them over. Come on over. Yeah, I am not in any hurry. I still have appointments I need to be to. I just leave a little earlier. Get the drama out of your life. I have nothing to prove to anybody on the highway. I feel good. I'm not all beat up. If I get a drive to, you know, if we're going to West Texas or something like that, or taking a staycation down in the hill country, I'm just, hey, take our time. Hey, you want to stop? You hungry? Whatever. I am not in any hurry. I have nothing to prove to anybody driving. And guess what? It feels great, right? The people that are the angriest, that drive the worst, that have the beat up cars, I am convinced those people, if I was to look at their credit report and their net worth, it would be abysmal. And hence, it's just those people, right? People making poor decisions all across the board, up and down their day, day in and day out. Here's the next one, and this is a good one. Make money with people you want to vacation with. Hey, imagine that. Life's too short to make money with jerks. Surround yourself with good humans, people with integrity, joy, drive, humility. I will share that the right partnerships multiply your wealth and your happiness. So build a circle that sharpens you, supports you, pushes you. This is a lifestyle business. We tell you that all the time. So build it with people you'd gladly break bread with. That was some of the best advice that I got from one of our super passive investors, Bethany. And I think about that all the time when I invest in a property. So yeah, invest with people you want to vacation with. Make money with people you care about, that you enjoy being around. The Lifestyles Unlimited community is just such a group. We have members that vacation with each other. We have a group that takes a cruise every year, Lifestyles Unlimited members and real estate investors. We have all kinds of people that have become great friends, but they're also investing with each other. I'm in a monthly breakfast group with Lifestyles Unlimited members. I'm in a monthly lunch group with other investors. We love making money, so why not make it with people you enjoy to spend time with and care about? So I think that's really, that's just another great thing about being a real estate investor. We can choose where we put our money. We can choose who we invest with. And we choose people we care about, that we like, that are genuine, and they care about what they're doing, and it all works. It's fantastic. Next one, teach what you've learned, okay? If you have a skill, pass it along. Your story could be the spark that changes someone's life. You don't need to be perfect or a multimillionaire to teach. Just be a step ahead and willing to share. Mentor your kids, share a book, explain a deal to a curious friend. Real teachers don't need classrooms. They just need everyday moments. Wealth is multiplied when the knowledge is passed along and shared. Again, that's why Lifestyles Unlimited is so open as a group. We share everything to teach others, to make the group more effective. A rising tide lifts all boats, but we'll share the financials, and that blows people away. They'll go to a case study for the first time, and they're talking about a particular property or a portfolio of properties. Hey, here's what we bought the house for. Here's what the rehab cost. Here's what my interest rate was. Here's how much it cost me to close. Here's my cash flow on the property. Here's my projected equity capture on the property. It's all laid out. Here's my cash on cash return for this particular investment. Here's my cash and cash return for my portfolio of investments. Here's what I'm earning in cash flow on an annual basis. It's all out there. There's no financial question that you can't ask at one of our monthly case study meetings. If you have not been to a Lifestyles Unlimited case study, I suggest you attend one. If you're considering investing in real estate, you can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com, and see what we have to offer, see what we're all about. That is, it's massive. I was impressed at, okay, so let's go back to my first financial freedom seminar. That's our 16-hour course that we teach, 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. But I was impressed at the number of people at my first one that this is their third one that they're attending. This is their fourth one. They're attending because several friends that they've met that are fellow investors are also attending. And hey, by the way, we're all going to have lunch together, right? But they're teaching what they've learned. You can text one of our members, and I do often, hey, I've got a situation here. What do I do? And they will tell me, they will help me, and they will teach. So it makes it all worthwhile. And in the end, we always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.